Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Not my motherfucking radishes.
Oh, wow.
So I'm adding, sorry, John. Sorry.
That's okay. No, I like when you riff a little bit. I'm wondering if this is not my, I'm trying to think of what's a like Thanksgiving dish that starts with R.
Not my radicchio.
Radicchio? I don't know that I even know what that is.
Not my raisin bran crunch.
Okay, we're getting somewhere.
Okay, here, not my... What's a good R Thanksgiving dish?
That's what
I
I'm...
feel like we're playing. Roast beef. Not my roast beef.
Oh, I don't know about that. Not on Thanksgiving.
Okay. Well, it's not my roast
rolls.
Beef.
Rolls.
Not my rolls.
Not my rolls.
Not my rolls. Are you kidding?
Are you kidding? Not these rolls. I just think of my like fat rolls that are like hanging down over my chair at this point.
Well, they're not mine, John.
Those are not my rolls.
Don't be pinning that shit on me, okay?
Not my rolls. Not this Thanksgiving.
Not my Malavian rolls. No.
No, but we should stick to radishes. I think you guys are starting to really adopt our radishes.
Radishes are cute and a little spicy.
Yeah, they're a little spicy.
Get a little bunch.
Hey, that's a really good point. I never thought about it being a little... There's a little kick with radishes.
There is a little kick, especially if you put a little salt on them. Yeah. I went to the farmer's market. So I make this like Brussels sprout salad with pecorino romano
and lemon. That sounds amazing.
I mean,
relax,
John. I'm a pro, okay?
relax. Hold on.
They're not my rolls.
You got me? All right.
No, it's like a, so it's like I cut the Brussels sprouts and then I, it's like literally lemon, olive oil, salt and pepper.
Okay.
Very easy. It just takes a little bit long time to kind of shred the Brussels sprouts because you kind of have to do it by hand. They suggested a food processor, but I just find that like, I don't want it. It kind of ends up being a little bit more mushy than I want.
Yeah,
and I want it to be like
saying.
The leaves of the Brussels sprouts chopped.
Look at you, little chef.
I mean, what can I say? So I went to the farmer's market to get Brussels sprouts, and there were some good looking radishes there, I gotta say.
Now, are you talking about people or actual radishes?
No, actual radishes.
Okay.
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is this the one in Union Square, by
terrible.
The way?
It was.
Okay.
It was.
Got it.
Yeah.
Love that.
Which is a really good one.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
It just can get a little overwhelmed. Did you make,
totally.
Are you making anything?
Okay, can I tell you something? Every single year, well, here's the thing. My Aunt Michelle, God bless her heart, feeds the entire town. I mean, she does a huge Thanksgiving dinner and it's always like themed. Like we have these cute little centerpieces. My little cousin Macy, her daughter, like helps with everything. And like every single year I'm like, please let me help you. I don't know what... I'm not a chef, but I'm sure I could figure out how to make something, you know, like I can do the mashed potatoes, although mashed potatoes are kind of finicky. You kind of have to do them the right way, but.
And let me just interrupt just for a second. Is what's the chicken dish? I think your mom.
Oh, my God.
It?
My grandmother makes this chicken dish called Chicken Devon.
Yeah. Chicken Devon.
And
chicken
I don't. Devon. Yeah. Whatever it might be. And it's like chicken in a casserole dish with like some kind of cream of something in it, and it's broccoli and cheese and like those little dried onion, what are they called, onion, like the little dried
onions.
Oh my
god, I love it. I know, I put them on meatloaf.
Yes,
I know what you're talking about though. I know
things.
What you're talking about.
So she does that. That's different. But her daughter, my Aunt Michelle, she just goes all out every Thanksgiving and it's always magnificent, like to the point where I leave every single year and I'm like, I am so lucky, like so lucky to have a family that can do this. You know what I mean? Because so many people, the holidays can be so much fun, but I just think of all the people that maybe don't have that, have this family or don't have a person who's a chef, you know, in their family. And I just think about how lucky I am. But anyway, to answer your question, I always ask, and she's like, no, that's okay, thank you. And I'm like,
oh, she like doesn't want your like
no
peasant
cook. Yes, like,
she doesn't want your
she
peasantry
doesn't. No, she
does
doesn't
not.
And I'm like, listen, I know I'm a New Yorker, I'm ordering
she's
seamless
like,
every
not
week.
My fucking rolls.
She's
I'm
literally
sure she
like not
every...
my rolls, I'm doing them myself. Like, that's a perfect right. example, because I would pick up what, like those little Pillsbury dough rolls that you just pop
exactly.
into the oven, and she does like homemade rolls every year. So I step aside at Thanksgiving, and then I usually end up getting her like
how
a
noble
gift.
Of you, Todd.
I know.
You step aside. You're like, I let the crown be worn by someone else other
no.
than me. Can you believe
I know.
How pious John is?
I know. It's and amazing. So what I do is I try to get her a nice gift either right after Thanksgiving
no,
or for
sweet.
Christmas, you know, to say thank you.
I'm obviously just joshing. Well, that sounds
yeah.
amazing. I mean, my mom is a phenomenal cook.
I know.
And I've talked about this before where she cooks like different types of food all the time. I grew up, my mom made Indian food. My mom would try Thai dishes. My mom would, went to Vietnamese restaurants. Like I had sushi when I was four, you know, so
oh,
I was just trying
cool.
different things. And so my family in general are just good cooks. My mom's like the most adventurous, I would say, but
yeah.
Everyone kind of comes together to cook their own thing. And I stay in my lane too, where it's like, I like the women in my family, like my cousins, they make the best shit. And I just, I'm sure I could do it if I had the wherewithal. And the Brussels sprout salad is good, but it's not like it's overly complicated. I don't know. I just don't have the motivation unless I'm doing it with somebody.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I completely agree. I think what I'm learning here is that you kind of have to know your place at Thanksgiving, right? Like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
contribute
you
where you
know
can.
Know your role. No,
I was just
going to
say that.
Role.
Know your role. Know you're not my role. Essentially.
Right, exactly, yeah. exactly. How's your holiday shopping going?
Oh, my
because
God.
Because I got to say, I'm already, like,
mm-hmm.
I buy so many things for myself. I'm still trying
too.
To think about what to get for
too.
Nadine and my brother. I got something for my mom already, but, like,
yeah.
my dad's not really one for gifts, and usually he just wants us to spend time with him. So they're like, come
oh.
to the city. We'll go to a museum or something. Yeah.
I had an idea for your dad, actually.
Oh.
Let me tell you why. Because of something I want. And I think you and your dad and I are somewhat kindred spirits about our electric cars.
Yes.
So there's this die-cast version of my car. I have a BMW i3, and you can get a miniature die-cast version of it made from, I forget what the manufacturer is, but it's like a little like 10-inch version of my car, and it looks so cute. I'm not
it's like a little model.
It's like a little model
house?
Of the exact yeah, of the
oh
exact
my God.
Car. And I thought since
that's almost too perfect.
And I was
him.
Thinking, like, if your dad loves his car so much, get him like a little die-cast version of his Tesla.
He'll just move the picture aside of me and my brother.
Yeah,
and
set it
put,
there.
Should I just take a picture of his Tesla and frame it for him to put it on the wall, or get
oh my God,
pictures?
That's even better. You should.
So
do
people
that.
Are like, "Oh, Michael, what do your children look like?" And he just shows. He's like, "Well, it's a Tesla 3 Series, and
yeah,
it's
yeah.
great on mileage."
Oh my
like,
God,
I just,
you should.
Or
that
is him.
What if
that
you took
him.
A picture of you and your brother and photoshopped the car into it so it was like he has three children? You know what I'm saying? Like,
or I could just photoshop my brother out,
of it.
And it could just me and the Tesla.
There you go. I see nothing wrong with that at all. So
yeah, that's a hilarious gift, and I love
yeah.
that you would even know that my dad would want that.
I know,
like, that's hilarious.
It was something I was like, well, who? Because I don't know. There's something about having an electric car at this point in society and life, because they are a little bit of
you feel better.
No, not necessarily that. I just mean, like, there is a community of people that like their
sure.
electric cars, because they are kind of they're becoming more popular, but they're still pretty rare on the road. So if you have one, it's a whole different experience, and you kind of, you know, chat with other people that have them. And especially Tesla, people who have Teslas, like, they all love talking about it. So when I saw my little car, I was like, ooh, I bet Darren's dad would love something like this, because I would like that. But anyway,
how much is it?
They're like $20 or something, super cheap.
Oh.
I'm sure you could find it on like even like Amazon. They're pretty common, because they're also collectibles, you know, so like people will collect them even if they don't own them.
I'm going to look that
yeah,
up.
Yeah, look it
all
up.
Right.
But to answer your yeah. question about holiday shopping, I am one of those people that goes out. Like, for example, I think it was last weekend, I went out and I was like, okay, here's my list. Here are the people I'm going to buy for. Darren, you're on that list. I just wanted to let you know right now.
Oh.
We typically get each other stuff, right? I forget.
Put a zero at whatever your limit is. Put another zero.
Put another zero at the end of it? Okay.
Yeah. So spend $10.
$10 whole dollars. That's right.
$10 whole dollars.
Look out. Lucky lady tonight. $10 limit.
That's right.
But so I went out last weekend, and Darren, I went to Kohl's and I bought nothing but stuff for myself. I literally that left happens. And I'm like, I can't do this. Number one, because like that wasn't the point. But number two, like my family will likely, if I ask them, if they ask me what I want, would get me some of this stuff. So it's like doubly stupid. And so anyway, I'm ahead in some ways. Like I would pick up, I picked up a couple little books for some friends, but nothing major, to be honest. What about you? Do you do it? Your family doesn't do like a huge gift exchange, do they?
I mean, my brother and I tend to get us stuff like we give it to each other on Christmas Eve. My mom's really good about, oh, every year. Like she puts so much time and effort into it. Of course, as we grow older, you know, she'll be like, what do you need? Like, for example, same, and I think I can spoil this for myself.
Okay.
I had my cleaning lady here and I was like, should I get a new vacuum? I was like, this one's kind of like, it's got so many cords and it's so annoying and I've had it for like 8 years or something.
Wait, why does it have so many cords?
It's just like, it's annoying. There's so many cool updated vacuums now where they're like cordless, you know, because they run on battery packs. To be honest, like mine takes up a lot of space in the closet. So it's a good vacuum. It's just like, I don't need that anymore. And so my cleaning was like, she's like, you're the only client that doesn't have this Dyson thing. So I was like, what? I cannot be the only client who doesn't have this. So I texted my mom and I was like, Mom. And she's like, please let me get this for you for Christmas. And I was like, you know what? I was like,
go right ahead.
Can. You can, Miss Ma'am. You absolutely can, Mom. So she's, you know, it's things like that where it's like, obviously, that's a really nice gift and expensive.
Yeah, Dyson especially.
But obviously, I'm going to know about it because, you know, her and I talk about it. Yeah, exactly. So, that's you know, it's more of like, we'll see. Sometimes my brother and I aren't strict about it being at Christmas because, like, I take him to like sporting events.
Yeah, that's
true. Go do things together.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. You know what? You're just reminding me. I did. Actually, I don't know if I can say because I think the person I got it for is listening. So just know I did do something else, and I'll announce what it was after after Christmas. Because I'm worried I might spoil it. But yeah, so holiday shopping, holidays are underway. We're releasing this episode ahead of Thanksgiving. Like, I'm just like really loving the holidays
this
year.
I love this time of year.
Yeah.
Me too. I think because we can all finally go, I mean,
was just gonna say
presumably
that.
With safety, if you guys are all vaccinated or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like, a little bit sense of normalcy. Like, we can shop again. We can go out to dinner again. We can all be inside without masks. Like, you know, last year I didn't have my big family thing. I saw my parents, but, and my parents' best friend. So there was five of us.
Yeah.
And I sat like a little bit farther away, like eating.
You know,
I kept my mask on whenever I was around them and stuff.
Good.
But it was a little, it was nice being with them, but it was a little, you know,
not
the same. And so I think this year, this holiday season kind of feels like a little bit back of, somewhat normal.
Yeah. I mean, you're even reminding me now that last year I didn't do any indoor holiday shopping. I ordered everything online. And now this year I'm trying to avoid
that.
Which is
nice.
Yeah, no, for sure.
It's nice. But I like going into stores and
me
like
too,
picking
yeah.
things up and getting kind of inspired about things.
Oh,
you
me
know, sometimes
too.
I'll see something. I'll be like, oh my God, that's an amazing gift for my brother. Like, let me go do that, you know?
And I'm not even one that's super all about the like materialistic part of the holidays. I'm really not. But
no, it's a thought.
Yeah, but it's also fun because there's sort of a culture in our society of like the holidays and, you know, being in, going out Christmas shopping or holiday shopping for anyone who doesn't celebrate Christmas, you know, like there's something fun and charismatic about that.
Yeah, it's magical, I think, in a little, you know, and especially in New York, all the lights
definitely,
are up, the
yeah.
tree is about to be up. Like, they make New York so pretty with the ice skating and everything.
Totally.
So it's definitely a vibe in New York.
That's a great way to put it. By the way, the tree is from Maryland this year for the first time ever. So shout out to my Marylanders who went to New York and are as big as a tree like me.
Oh, man.
I'm the big tree from Maryland, guys.
They're sticking you up and lighting you up.
That's right. That's right.
For sure.
We do want to do a quick update.
Yes.
You know, the Gabby Petito case from several weeks ago at this point. Well, not even case. There was no trial. The Gabby Petito murder, we should say, was unfolding. Brian Laundrie, his remains were found, what, like 2 or 3 weeks later? It was just announced that the way he died was by suicide. So, Darren, go ahead.
I think that was the general assumption.
Yeah.
It seemed a little bit odd that 3 weeks later, all of a sudden, he would be murdered too. Not that it is unlikely, but That would track with my line of thinking. Is that what you were going to ask? I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that was it. I was like, I was wondering what you thought about it, because the other thing too, and I might have dropped off following this case or this situation, I should say. But remember at the beginning, his remains, like all they had were like, I think his skull or something like that. And so I was like, well, did he get like eaten by an alligator? Because remember, it was right. like near a swamp and like, I don't know, Florida's got all kinds of crazy wildlife. So there was, you know, you had to kind of think of that as well. But it does sound like they were able to determine that it was suicide, which I don't know. It's just, it's such a tragedy, right? Because it's like, well, why did she have to die if you were going to eventually kill yourself? Like, well, what is this?
I don't, one could argue he wasn't going to kill himself until he made a terrible mistake. It's hard to know. And unfortunately, while we could say and speculate that like him killing himself proves in our mind that he definitely killed Gabby Petito, and I think all of us could maybe make that reasonable assumption, not necessarily in the court of law, but I think in the court of public opinion. That's however, right. It's going to be an unsolved case forever.
No, that's true.
And that's
true.
What
You're
sucks
right.
about it, you know, and that's what's really shitty about it, because we won't ever really know. And yeah, I think to your point, yes, if he was going to commit suicide, why the fuck did he have to kill Gabby? I'm just not confident he was ever going to commit suicide. I feel like that was what he eventually led to after 3 weeks of being like, I'm fucked.
That's what I meant. Sorry, I didn't mean that he was suicidal before anything happened.
Right. No, I get it. I get it.
It's just when these kind of murder suicides happen, it really...
It's so sad.
Yeah, it's like people don't need to die this way. Like, come on. But anyway, so we just wanted to give a quick update about that.
Well, it also begs the question of how much better our mental health system needs to be.
Yeah,
and like
for
the
real.
Encouragement of that and as opposed to just prison or last resort things. But yes, good update on there. I wanted to end with something funny. I don't know if you've seen this been going around. Nadine actually told me about it. Have you seen how people have been looking up their name on Urban Dictionary and then posting it?
No.
Okay, so it's this trend. Don't do it because I'm going
to
read yours.
I won't. Okay, I was just about to.
So don't do it. Okay. Yeah, don't do it. So last night, Nadine's like, you have to look at it. And essentially, it's like there are names on Urban Dictionary. You go to urbandictionary.com and you type in your name and you just post what it says. Okay? Just your first name.
And just so everyone's aware, Urban Dictionary is a source that people can go
it's
and
the,
like figure
it's
out.
It's the people's
lingo.
Dictionary. Yeah. It's like street lingo almost, you know, or like, you know. So, John, this is what yours says.
Oh,
okay?
God,
then I'm
going
to read what mine says. This is what yours says.
So this
John.
Is just typing my name in. John Thrasher.
This is just going to urbandictionary.com and typing it. No, not even your last name.
Okay,
just
John.
It's just a first name thing. Okay?
Okay.
John. An outgoing person doesn't ask or want anything from you, but is always willing to help you whenever you want. John knows when he's being taken advantage of and walks away from a person who does that and never talks to them again. Johns are always seeking happiness. They have a hard time finding their purpose in their lives. They have a great need to be loved. They're very affectionate, and what they give is what they expect in return. They are always busy doing something, going here and there, with or without you. They are independent and only need a person when it's convenient with them. However, they are never selfish, always remembering and thinking about those they love. Family is everything to them, even when they have a hard time showing it. Johns are fairly common people, but unique in that they stand out from their independence and confidence. They are always trying to show people how to do things. They love to experiment with new ideas. Johns are great friends, good fathers, but can be dishonest in relationships. They seem to earn your love to give themselves. They have to earn your love to give themselves to you. Johns are family men, but love the idea of adventure. You have to keep up with them. If you don't, they will leave you behind.
Listen, okay. I got a lot to say.
Okay, let me read you mine first before you comment on
yours.
Go ahead. Are you ready for Darren, D-A-R-Y-N?
Yes.
Okay, hold laughter until the very
end. Okay, I'm going to try my best.
Take it in. Okay, Darren. Alpha male, heroic, problem solver. The member of a group all others turn to when shit goes south. Maidens rescued, alligators wrestled, the man all men want to be like and women want to be with.
Oh my God.
And then the sentence they used to use it in a sentence was, buckle up, bitches, Darren's on his way.
I didn't even think that it would go to that for some reason, even though that makes sense.
So mine wins for sure.
Yes, yours definitely wins. You're wrestling alligators. We were just talking about alligators, so that's weird.
Yeah.
Wow. Why was yours so much shorter than mine?
You know, everyone kind of has a different thing. Okay. Nadine's was long too. Although someone put on Urban Dictionary, someone wrote in for this for John. John, the coolest motherfucker on the planet. And the example is David Hasselhoff. Hey, you know that John guy? Obama. Yeah, man, he's the coolest motherfucker on the planet.
Oh my God. That I would love if they were talking about me. Well, I take umbrage to a couple of those things. I am not,
yes,
you know.
Yes, I'm sure you should.
Yes. I will say, though, like, the beginning, I was like, that's pretty true. Like, I'm all those things, but...
There is another definition for you that I'm going to read.
Okay.
It's a little shorter.
Okay.
Shy at first, it may take a little while for John to adjust to a new situation or person. Mm. Regardless, his personality naturally draws others to himself. Cocky half grin plastered on his face, a Naruto manga in hand, sitting back completely chill. His relaxed state is almost contagious. He's happiest on a basketball court, listening to rad music, or just watching an intense thunderstorm. His smile causes butterflies to be born in a certain tummy. Honey, your mom loves butterflies.
Wait, read that again. Yeah, what?
His smile causes butterflies to be born in a certain tummy. A John has a good heart and stands firm in what he knows to be true, but be warned. His heart and trust have been broken in the past, leaving him a bit vulnerable. Don't ever lie to a John or you'll deeply regret it.
Do you hear that, every man in my future? Or in my past, hey, for that matter?
I mean, John, you aren't rescuing maidens. You aren't wrestling alligators.
No.
I am.
No,
okay?
You're doing that. Exactly.
Okay.
Oh my God, is that what it said, rescuing maidens for you? That's hilarious.
Maidens rescued, alligators wrestled.
Oh my God. That's just too good. I actually love that second description a little more because I am very chill like that. I mean, and it's not a basketball court, it's a tennis court. So there's a lot of similarities in there. I don't mind that. Although, I will say, John's, I don't like my name. I'll be honest. My first name, I'm the fifth. I'm John Thrasher the fifth. So like my name has been passed down for me for literally five generations. And it's just so biblical and white. And I'm just not those things. I mean, I am white, but I'm not like, I don't really fit into a, what you would call, I think, a white stereotype in a lot of ways. But you know, I'm not I'm not religious or biblical in any way. So I don't know. It's just such a boring, it's like literally the most boring guy's name. So
it's definitely not boring. Wait, there's two other definitions for Darren, and I do think I have to read them to you.
Okay, please do.
They're short. Darren's are always short. Okay, here's Darren.
Okay.
And it's an extremely attractive girl whose flirty personality, get the kicker, curvaceous figure will keep you coming back for more.
Uh-oh.
She's typically a brunette, but occasionally acts blonde. She enjoys long relationships and has many close guy friends.
That's okay.
She can also be a super bitch if you get onto her bad
Absolutely
side.
True, yeah.
Outside of me being curvaceous, it doesn't.
That's like somebody wrote that about you, aside from that.
Now, one thing. Here's the next one that I think you will really appreciate that obviously I wrote about myself.
Okay.
Darren has the world's hugest penis, along with his superb intelligence towards life.
Oh my God.
He pawns all his epicness of doom and is fucking amazing.
True.
He twirls around glow sticks and raves constantly. Here's the part I like about this, John.
Okay.
He plays magic, Pokemon, and Yu-Gi-Oh in his free time and can drop it like it's hot like a pro.
I mean,
and the sentence they use in a sentence, hey, that guy must be a Darren.
I'm thinking that might have gotten mixed up, and that's for me.
I really do think, you know, that maybe it was just like, wait, who are we talking about here?
John,
but
yeah.
I really thought you would appreciate that game.
Well, listen,
so,
anytime you can connect you to Pokemon, I'm in a good place in life.
I don't know what Yu-Gi-Oh is, but I'm definitely not playing it.
No,
I can guarantee you that.
It's a similar type of thing to Pokemon.
Yes.
But that's so funny. We have to get some listeners, you know, we might have to get some listeners to give us their names and read them on the next NMR.
And we got to read Megan's or something.
Oh, Megan's. That would be a good one.
So good. It's so good.
Well, this
so
was really fun, Darren. I loved catching up with you, talking all the holiday stuff. Thank you guys for listening and signing up for Patreon. We have a link in our show notes. Darren, have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
You as well, to all of my little radishes. I hope you all have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
And absolutely. And I'll look up the Tesla Model 3 diecast for you in case maybe it's something you want to give your dad and say I gave it to him. I don't know. Just throwing it out there.
Send it to me, bitch.
Okay. All right, I will. Everybody, drive safely if you're traveling and eat lots of turkey if you're in the United States. Bye.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.